Today is Father's Day, so I'd like to extend a very happy Father's Day to all of our dads who are with us today. There's a special blessing from the church's Book of Blessings that I'd like to give to the fathers at this time. So if they could please stand, any of our fathers, grandfathers, or godfathers. God, our Father, in your wisdom and love, you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And mighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's thank our wonderful dads. As you know, I also asked our godfathers to stand, too, because there is a special grace in being a spiritual father. That's what we as priests are. We are spiritual fathers. That's why sometimes we call the rectory the home for unwed fathers. One of my favorite stories for Father's Day is about a little boy who lived out in the country. For facilities, they had to use an outhouse, and the little boy hated it because it was hot in the summer and cold in the winter. The outhouse was sitting on the bank of a creek, and the boy determined that one day he would push that outhouse into the water and have it float away. One day after a spring rain, the creek was swollen, so the little boy decided that today was the day to push the outhouse into the creek, and so he pushed and pushed. Finally, the outhouse toppled into the creek and floated away. That night, his dad told him that he was in big trouble. Knowing that that meant a spanking, the little boy asked why. The dad replied, "Someone pushed the outhouse into the creek today. It was you, wasn't it, son?" The boy answered, "Yes." And then he thought for a moment and said, "Dad, I read in school that George Washington once chopped down a cherry tree and he didn't get into trouble because he had told the truth." The dad replied, "Well, son, George Washington's father wasn't up in that cherry tree." So Father's Day, of course, is a great day, but even more importantly, we have the feast day of the Holy Trinity. I think it ties in very nicely together, because when we think about the Trinity, we think of one God, three divine persons, and God has revealed to us that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I think it's not that often that Father's Day and Trinity Sunday fall on the same day. So let's take a look at the Blessed Trinity and see how God has revealed himself to us. Well, we know that in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and in Sacred Scripture, we know that the Trinity is a mystery. As Peter Kreef says, a great Christian writer, he says, "The Trinity is not a puzzle to be solved. It's a mystery to enter into." The mystery of the Blessed Trinity. A mystery does not mean we cannot know anything about it. A mystery means that it is a truth of our faith that we could continue to meditate upon, learn about, study, read, and spend our entire life delving into it, but never fully grasp the totality of the beauty of that teaching. In fact, many saints and fathers and doctors of the church have spent lifetimes thinking about and writing about the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. And it'll only be in heaven that we really come to understand a little bit more about what this mystery is. The mystery, of course, is that there is only one God, and yet that God is three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They all share the same essence, the same nature, the same substance. They are one God. There's not three gods. There's only one God. We have a unity in the Trinity, and yet a Trinity of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but they are not three gods. They are one God, three divine persons. You know, St. Patrick, about 1,700 years ago, tried to explain it to the Irish people by picking up the shamrock. And he said, you see the three leaves? That represents the Trinity. The three leaves with the one plant. Three in one. I always liked Bishop Sheen's analogy. Bishop Sheen, when he used to teach on television and uses his chalkboard with his angel that would come to erase the chalkboard, he once used the analogy that the Trinity is like H2O, the chemical equivalent for water. Because when you have ice, liquid water, or steam, it is still H2O. The ice is H2O, the steam is H2O, and liquid water is H2O. But they are not three different things. They are one. And yet, ice, water, and steam, we can certainly tell the difference between those things. And yet, in their essence, in their very nature, they are one. So we have three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet they share the same Godhead, the same essence, the same substance, the same nature. I remember once in a kindergarten class, the children said, I don't get it, because they said, one plus one plus one is three, so there must be three gods. I said to them, well, what is one times one times one? It's still one. Okay? So there is a way to look at the Trinity to see how these three divine persons are one God. The Church says that this is not something we could have figured out on our own. It had to be revealed to us. And it was revealed to us in sacred scripture. It was hinted about in the Old Testament, in Genesis, when God said, let us create man in our own image. Notice how God spoke. Let us, the plural of the three divine persons, let us create man in our own image, singular. He didn't say images. That would be many gods. In our own image, one God. And yet, a trinity of persons in the unity of one God. It was revealed explicitly in the New Testament, first to a young girl from Nazareth who was perhaps 14 or 16 years old. The angel Gabriel revealed to her the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Our Lady was the first one to understand the Trinity. The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the child to be born within you will be the Son of God. There it was, the mystery of the Trinity revealed by the lips of an angelic being to our Blessed Mother. So she is the first one to understand the three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was revealed a number of other times in the New Testament. At the baptism of the Lord at the Jordan, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, came up out of the water, and it says the heavens were opened and the voice of God spoke. So we have the voice of the Father, and then the Holy Spirit descended on Christ in what looked like the form of a dove. So you have the manifestation of the Blessed Trinity, the voice of the Father, the presence of the Holy Spirit in the image of this dove, and then Jesus, the Son of God. At the Transfiguration, again, the Trinity was revealed to us. We have Jesus, the Son of God, and then you have the bright cloud of the Shekinah glory of God, which is the Holy Spirit, envelop them. And again, the voice of the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." So we could not have figured out or even come up with the idea of God being a trinity of persons that had to be revealed to us, and it was through Jesus Christ, especially in the New Testament. When we think about the Blessed Trinity, we think of the reason why God is called Father is because from all eternity, he eternally begets the Son. And a father is one who begets a child. And a priest is a spiritual father because he begets spiritual children in baptism. When he baptizes a child, he brings about a new Christian and he gives eternal life to that child. So that child is born again of water and the Holy Spirit. So a priest is a spiritual father. So God, of course, is a father because he eternally begets the Son. And from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son, what the theological term is, spirates the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. The love between the Father and the Son is so divine, so eternal, so perfect, that it is a person. And so, as Scott Hahn says, the Holy Trinity is the original family. All families are just merely reflections of the Blessed Trinity. One God, and yet a family of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father eternally begetting the Son eternally loving the Father, and the love between the Father and the Son is so eternal, so divine, it is the Holy Spirit. And so you have this family of persons in the unity of one God. And so today, as you celebrate Father's Day, let's pray for all of our fathers. Let's pray for all of our fathers that they will truly be a reflection of God, our loving Father. So many children get their image of God based upon their father. If their father is loving, kind, forgiving, compassionate, it makes it easier for a child to see God as loving, forgiving, and compassionate. If a father is cruel or harsh or unforgiving, a child sometimes sees God in that way. And so fathers are called to be truly a reflection of the Heavenly Father. It's also very important that the faith of the Father is often passed on to the children. There have been studies done in Europe and other countries, 30-year studies, where they showed studies of families where the father practices the faith but the mother doesn't, or when the mother practices the faith and the father doesn't. And these studies have shown the critical value and importance of the father's faith in passing it on to the children. And that's how fathers are called to be the spiritual generators of their child's faith, not only giving them physical life, physical generation, but spiritual generation as well. So let's pray for our fathers today on Father's Day. Let's pray that they will always reflect the Heavenly Father. And let's pray for all of our families, that they will reflect the original family, the Blessed Trinity, a family of persons, one divine God.